Blog Talk Radio.
Plane has hit the World Trade Center, and that's all we know.
Today, we've had a national tragedy. American Airlines Flight 11 departed Boston for Los Angeles. Two airplanes have crashed into the World Trade Center.
World Trade Center has been one of their missions.
And then we had a big bang, and then we saw smoke coming out, and everybody started running out, and we saw the plane on the other side of the building, and there was smoke everywhere, people were jumping out the window.
And now, if you join me in a moment of silence. Thank you very much. May God bless the victims, their families, and America.
Violence has spread worldwide and their families on the street.
People are running, their hair on fire. People are jumping out of the World Trade Center. Jumping out. They don't know what to do.
But all we do is eliminate our future. The things we do today. Money is our incentive now, though.
It's been reported that my brother John was the captain of American Airlines Flight 11, which was hijacked out of Logan Airport. I keep looking at the cornfield behind me, hoping that my brother comes walking on out.
People were on those planes that just began their lives like children.
My children are like 5 and 8 years old. I think Mommy's still at work. If anyone sees it, then please call us. Please look at the picture and call me. Thank you.
Walk blindly to the light and reach out for his hand. Don't ask any questions and don't try to understand. Open up your mind and then open up your heart. And you
y'all know that I love you very, very much.
Blog Talk Radio.
immigrants can learn English, you need to make sure your child can speak Spanish.
It's embarrassing. It's embarrassing when Europeans come over here. They all speak English, they speak French, they speak German. And then we go over to Europe. And all we can say is, merci beaucoup.
Obama supports teaching sex education for kindergartners.
It would cost about the same as what we would spend.
Heavens is quite like anyone else, however much the socialists may pretend otherwise. And we believe that everyone has the right to be unequal. But to us, every human being is equally important.
Testing, testing. 1, 2, 3.
A man's right to work as he will, to spend what he earns, to own property, to have the state as servant and not as master. They are the essence of a free economy, and on that freedom, all our other freedoms depend.
Okay. All right, we're back. Hey, I am right now broadcasting from my patio on a beach in sunny Florida. Yeah, I'm having a good time. So if you hear a lot of noise, it's because I'm on the beach here, and it's kind of noisy. So I hope you can hear me okay. I'm right here out on the water, and there are people out here, and it looks great. I'm just kind of relaxing here, but I thought I'd go ahead and do my show tonight, even though I am having a little bit of a vacation here on the beach. And so I'm just kind of hanging out over in the beautiful... Well, where am I? No, I can't even. Yeah, volume is low. Sound, yes, volume is low. Okay, that should be better. I think that probably is at least a little bit better. We've got a little bit more volume here, and so here we go. Let's get this show on the road. I'm Dr. C. Robert Jones, and I'm your host for the C. Robert Jones Situation Report. Today's date is September 19th. 2011 AD, beautiful Jensen Beach, Florida. Oh, yeah. And it's United States of America still, planet Earth, third planet from the sun. Got a cute little girl out here. Okay, so President Obama doubled down this time around. Folks are calling for his resignation. There are people who are saying they're going to challenge him. George Will is taking him down. Oh, my God. George Will slammed Obama. I got it right here. I'd like for you to hear it because it is devastating. George Will says that Obama's default position is to give a speech. He has admonishing faith in his persuasive powers. It's refuted by evidence. He went to Massachusetts to campaign against Scott Brown. Brown is now senator. He went to New Jersey to campaign against Chris Christie, who is now governor. He went to Virginia to campaign against Bob McDonnell, who is now governor. He campaigned for the health care plan extensively. It became less popular. He campaigned in 2010 for Democrats. They were shellacked. He began, in a sense, his presidency flying to Copenhagen to get Chicago, the Olympics. Chicago was the first city eliminated. There's no evidence that the man has rhetorical powers that he is relying on. No doubt. No doubt. Oh, yeah, I think that Stay Mad Radio is making fun of me here because I'm out on the beach right outside broadcasting, looking out over the ocean. The sun has set. It's a beautiful night. It's nice and warm. It's about 85, 86 degrees, and I'm having a great time just chilling on the beach. And my man Stay Mad Radio is somewhere else. And, look, I've been out of the loop for the last couple of days because I've been traveling, but back now, and I got to tell you something right now. Obama has doubled down and declared class warfare on the United States of America. He has declared class warfare on half the population of this country, saying that the rich should pay more. The rich should pay more money. The rich should this, the rich should that. It's not going to pass Congress. He knows it's not going to pass. Just like he knows that his jobs bill isn't going to pass. He needs a boogeyman right now. The guy is on the ropes. He's almost done. There won't be any tax hikes. We know there won't be. Stay Mad is in beautiful New Hampshire. Where the hell is that? You should be here on the beach chilling with me. You should be here on the beach day, Matt, having some Dos Equis beer. Yep, I tell you what. Exactly, the jobs bill won't work, 2020. 2020 Network says the jobs bill won't work, and that's exactly right. Obama is on the ropes. His approval rating has hit an all-time low among liberals. I tell you what, the guy is pretty much done. He wants to turn the United States of America into a socialist utopia. Yeah, yeah, I am. Call on, yeah. Feel free to call in. The call-in number is 347-884-8500. President Obama has made a mess of this country. He has made a mess of this economy. And he's seeking to double down. He wants to be reelected in the worst way. The Chicago Tribune is asking, is saying why Obama should withdraw, why he should step down, why he should leave office. And, hey, like if you guys hear sound in the background, it's because I'm on the beach and there are people on the beach. This is a family resort I'm at, and there are going to be people in the background. So just enjoy the loveliness of the folks having a good time out here. I was just overlooking the ocean, and there were dolphins out playing, just kind of having a good time together. It was beautiful to see. But unfortunately, these dolphins don't look like the kind we see in the, you know, on TV. They're all kind of green and crusty looking, and, you know, they look like they need a bath. And I mean, these are real dolphins. They're down and dirty. These are dolphins straight out of the hood, okay? These are not your polished up, fine looking, fancy looking dolphins. This is not, we're not talking Flipper right here. We're talking some crusty ass, green ass dolphin. All right. Let me take my first call. You're on the C. Robert Jones Situation Report. Hey, you're on. Is it my man David Graham?
Yes, it is. How are you?
David.
Yes. You got me?
David, but I can't hear him.
Uh-oh.
David, you're on.
I'm speaking.
Talk to me.
Can't hear me?
All right.
I'm speaking.
I can't get David's voice right now. I'm not sure what's going on.
How about now?
You know what? I think this setting up this broadcast out here outside is causing me some issues here. That's what I think.
Would you hang up on
need to adjust David can so I can take David's call. I think he hung up. All right. So here we go. Hopefully David will call back and we can get him get some sound in there. Oh, okay, so he heard me, but I couldn't hear him. I'm not sure what's going on here with this sound issues I have here. Okay. I couldn't hear David. I don't know why. That's what happens when you set this stuff up on the beach. Come on. Really kind of sad. All right. Well, let's get into it. Hopefully David will call back and we'll be able to figure out what happened. Barack Obama's being asked to step down. There are those in the Democrat Party. There are those liberals out there who are asking my man to step down. All right, let's try again. David, can you hear me?
I can hear you. Can you hear me? Nothing?
Stay right there, David. Don't go away.
All right.
Justice.
Check back. This is the only way I can be on the beach. How about 2020? Can you hear me? Well, this is Dave Graham from Stay Mad Radio. aka Anti-Commie. I'll just take it from here, I guess, huh? You guys can hear me, but he can't. Up here in beautiful New Hampshire. This is the only way I can get to the beach, folks. I have to do it over Skype. You can just picture how he set up. He's got a beach chair in one arm. He's got a laptop, and he's got an iPad, and he's got a microphone with a boom, all out to the beach. And then he has his beer like in his back pocket, and he's looking for a good spot to set up shop. That's what's going on. So he, I don't think he's hearing any of this, so he'll read in the chat that something's going on. I was listening to the news, like at the top of the hour of the news today, and each time they came on with a clip of Obama, he was digging in with that class warfare stuff and saying, well, it's not class warfare, it's math. You know, yeah, but it does not mean it's not class warfare. He's digging in, and he's like a guy Doc says, he's doubling down. So what do you think, Doc? I'm on and you're not, so I don't know how you're going to deal with this. Big UN vote today, folks. Not today, but this week. Mahmoud Ahmadinejad is in town. Or he will be. Soon. What happened to Doc? He's wearing his little Bluetooth. That's what it is. He's got his little Bluetooth. And a battery wasn't charged. I bet that's it. So we had to go back to the bungalow and get his cell phone. Oh, that's right. He has a mixing board, too. So that was also in a little carry bag that he was dragging behind him. Oh, the cooler. The cooler with the... Exactly, 2020. Anytime you attack someone... Because they have more, because of how much money they have, it is class warfare. Exactly right. Exactly right. So maybe, Doc, I know what it is. He's got one of those coolers that has the handle that you raise up, and it's on little wheels. So he stacked all his stuff on top of that, the mixer, the laptop, the iPad. The Bluetooth's probably wearing on his ear, but... He's got his boom microphone, and it's all bungeed with bungee cords to the cooler. And he has his Dos Equis inside the cooler. And he's got like a clipboard or something with his show notes on it. That's what it is. So that's a little less common. I forgot about the cooler, Doc. So I you don't have to carry stuff. You look like a – no, you look like like something out of Dr. Seuss with arms and stuff going all different directions and – This is goes out to the beach. This is my star off machine. Yeah, 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 yeah. We got stars now. Folks, I'm just waiting for Doc to get back on the line. But I guess you can at least hear me. Well, that's what it is. He's Sylvester McMonkey McBean. That's who it is. Come on, Doc. Need some feedback here. Where are you? He's rolling on the floor laughing, according to the chat room. But... <It's>, yeah. Wish we could hear you, Doc. All right. All right. Well, see, here's what's happened. He bought this Behringer mixing board for broadcasting, and he's got a nice mic, a really cool, sweet setup. And he called me up and said, can you help me set this up? I said, sure. So we set it up. We got him a nice, sexy voice on his channel. We got him, you know, got him talking deep, you know. And I bet what happened is he started looking at the thing saying, I wonder what this thing does. I wonder what this knob does. I wonder what happens if I do that. I wonder what I told him to leave it alone. Once it's set, leave it. For anybody that doesn't know, Doc is a very good friend of mine, and he kind of took a shine to me after I interviewed him on my show. He interviewed me about my book, Stay Mad, and you know, since then we kept in touch. We've done all kinds of things together. I've filled in on his show, once or twice, at least once. You know, it was an honor to do that, really, because I know he usually has, he's got a real popular show here, and he is really, really good as a historian, PhD, as you would imagine. And then most recently, we collaborated somewhat with a 9/11 special. And it was a three-show series that we produced and presented it on Sunday, September 11th, and it started with the series was called the 9/11 Crusades, and if you haven't heard it, I urge you to get into the archives and check it out. It started out with Tesla. It was his Hot Topic show, 4 to 6, and he did some really good detailed history of how you know, about the lead up to 9/11, plus some real far back history of Islam, and then he had Annie Southern Sense was his co-host, and I took it at 6 o'clock and did a couple of hours. I had Flyover Territory was my co-host. We did the past 10 years pretty much of you know, we covered a lot, and then I listened to Doc's show, and you know, not a dry eye in the house. He did some really, really moving. He had some really moving sound. He, you know, Doc's a good storyteller. He's a really good tells really knows how to tell a story. So. Get into Tesla's archive and get the 9/11 Crusades Part 1. Get into mine. Get into mine. Stay Mad Radio 9/11 Crusades Part 2. I lucked out. I got featured for 24 hours on Blog Talk's front page with mine. But then you got to get into Doc's archive for 9/11 Crusades Part 3. It was really good. Am I still broadcasting? 2020. Am I still rapping? Am I still handling it? What's going on? Are we up? Are we out? All right. Oh, all right. All right. So, Doc, you can hear me now? Is that it? Welcome, folks, to the C. Robert Jones Sit Rep, a.k.a. the Situation Report. If I had the switchboard, I'd say we'll be back right after this, but I don't, so. Okay, all right, good, good, good. All right. Doc, you want to play a sound thing or something, or where are we at? Because I can't hear you. I don't think they can. I should log in as your co-host, shouldn't I? That's what I should do. I don't think I even still have the stuff. Well, what else? What else is in the news? You want to talk about Solyndra? What do you want to do? Okay. So what do you want to talk about? Hey, can you put someone else up, Doc? Maybe 2020 can call in. We can have a chat while we're waiting for you to get your stuff taken care of. What you think? Because I know he's got a lot of stuff. I'm going to talk to him about the Light Squared and Solyndra and see if he can. All right. I'm going to check a thing here. All right. Doc, let me know if you can take any other callers. And if you can just put them on with your switchboard, your you know what I mean, the studios, the didio. Studio. Oh. I don't know how this is going to work, but I'll try it. I'll try it, Doc. We'll see what happens. And we'll try that. We'll see what we got. We'll see what we see. What was that on the that Steven Seagal movie? He says, "I guess we'll just see what we see, won't we?" What was that one? It was a two-word title. It's a two-word title. All right. G Ski Rocks, you're up on the C. Robert Jones Conservative Report. Otherwise known as the Situation Report.
What's going on, my buddy, my friend, my pal?
All right. All right. Let's see. Can you turn your volume down? Because you're coming through double.
How's that?
Well, that's much better. Let's see who else we got here. Uh, 770, you're on the Situation Report.
It's me. It's me, C. Robert Jones, man.
Hey. Well, welcome.
Oh, my
to
God. What a mess. I'm broadcasting. I brought all the stuff with me here to the beat, and I have it all set up right out here, right outside, just a few feet from the ocean. I thought it was all going to work out great, but apparently on the way here, I pressed some buttons that I shouldn't have pressed.
Told you.
You set it up for me real nice, and I left it that way. But apparently some buttons got mixed up here and there. And so now using this, using the board has kind of screwed things up. Either that or it's Skype that's messing me up over here. And I have a feeling that that's really what it is.
Yeah, it might be. It might be. What are you on, a wireless Wi-Fi thing or something?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, it might be messing you up with your Skype.
Yeah, I'm not at my home network right now. But, hey, you're doing a pretty good job right now, so, hey, go ahead and continue.
What's your topic? What do you got? You got the show notes. Let's go. I can't wait to talk to you.
Well, I tell you what, the topic is Barack Obama being pretty much asked to step down. I mean, we've got the Chicago Tribune suggesting that Barack Obama should just leave, should step down. And I found that to be completely interesting and troubling because, you know, the Tribune, they were, they were all in his corner. You know, they endorsed him. So why are they suggesting that he should step down? And I know we have another caller on the line. What is it?
G Ski Rocks.
G Ski Rocks.
That is I, says me.
Yeah, what do you think about that? Have you heard? Go ahead.
I've seen it coming also with everything that has been going on with Barack Obama. This is my first time listening to your show, by the way.
That's a shame, considering with the show usually runs so smoothly, but now that I'm on vacation on the beach, it's all crapped out. But thank you so much for joining in.
Yeah, I was guided here through David. So, David knows I've been tracking Barack Obama since 1998. So I know the ins and outs of this man, and I knew that it was only going to be a matter of time before everybody turned on him because he has absolutely zero leadership skills, and he has zero skills of persuading people. So it was only a matter of time before this was going to happen. He can't get anything done. He doesn't know how to satisfy either side because he doesn't possess any original thought. So it was only a matter of time.
Well, yeah, and the original thought, I think, goes to his extensive use of a of that teleprompter and how he's unable to at least manufacture some feelings of his own. And I take that back to the 9/11 commemorations where we had so many speakers come up to the podium with handwritten notes that they looked down upon so seldomly. Yeah, and then Barack Obama steps up to the podium and he does the whole teleprompter left, right, chin up in the air thing. And but here's the thing. Here's what I think is even more telling. It's that he's attempting to take a country that is rooted in capitalism, rooted in and hardwired for freedom,
and
he's
liberty,
attempting
yeah.
to turn us into a socialist nation. And he thinks he can do it in 4 years or 8 years. It's not going to happen. America is not that way. We're bred. This nation was founded upon individual liberty, and he can't expect it to change that overnight or any other time.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I mean, this is where his folly lies. This is where his failure is inevitable. He's attempting to turn a free country, a country where we all want to be free to make as much money as we want, live the way we want, eat what we want, do what we want within the confines of the law, and he's attempting to change that for what he considers to be the greater good of not the individual but the collective.
Right.
And we
exactly.
just don't work that
you know,
way.
You know, I believe that his problem is he looked at this is kind of sad to say because I'm a black man, but I think what he did, he looked into that entitlement community and seeing how all these people believe that they were entitled to certain things that the government's supposed to provide and all this other stuff. And he thought in his mind, his only original thought, he thought in his mind that this was the way the world wanted to be. But there are very few of those types. The loving, the freedom loving Americans, we're probably about 295 million strong.
Mm-hmm.
He just made a miscalculation. That's all that happened.
No, not necessarily. I'm going to slightly disagree / add to that. Something you just said is part of a plank, basically from the Saul Alinsky thinking, where what they teach is for you to think along the lines of the world as it is versus the world as it should be. Now, as a statement, that's fine. Okay, but when you look at the statement, well, I mean, the world that is as it is, what can you do with that? Nothing. It is what it is, right? But when you look at the world as it should be, you're going to first say, according to whom? You see what I mean? So they paint themselves, they've painted themselves a picture. And whenever you hear somebody saying, you know, that's the way it should be, excuse me, according to whom? And that they kind of like all, you know, it's kind of like an internal wink nudge type of a thing. They all know what they're talking about when they say the world as it should be. So when he looks, you know, when he looks at the United States and sees it as it is, he also sees how it should be. But that's according to him and his circle, you know, the people who study, the professional left that study, you know, the rules for radicals as a textbook.
Well, his philosophy is deeply flawed no matter what. You know, the word is out. Folks are coming out who have known him since he was 18, 19 years old. Those people who attended the Occidental College with him, a few of the folks who were hardcore socialists and Marxists who have now turned a capitalist and Republican, oddly enough. Some people think that it's improbable that a person who says that at one time they were a Marxist and a socialist and now they're a capitalist, and this is why they are coming out against Barack Obama when they knew him as a fellow traveler. Well, I can only cite the biggest socialist, Marxist, capitalist turnaround in the history of this country, as far as I'm concerned, which would be Rupert Murdoch, who, as a young man, quite like Barack Obama, was a card-carrying socialist and Marxist, right up until the time where he needed to make some money, and he realized that he couldn't get nearly enough by relying on his fellow man, that he had to go out and make it on his own. And and as we can see, Rupert Murdoch is the epitome of a capitalist and a conservative right now. So those folks who are coming out saying that I attended Occidental College with Barry, and at that time he was a Marxist and a socialist, and he wanted to, and his goal as a young man was to turn the country into a socialist utopia. And now we see it happening every day with a lot of these policies he's putting out, and they're being rejected. They're being rejected out of hand, and I am so happy to read and to get information finally that America is rejecting this idea of class warfare, this idea of a socialist utopia. And, you know, of course, there's a segment of the population that wants this guy to be successful. There's a segment of this population in this country that wants Barack Obama to succeed, to turn this country from a capitalist system to a socialist system where the state is in control. But they're not nearly enough of those people in order to affect the sort of change that Obama wants to put into play.
Well, he's trying to fire them up, that's for sure.
Yeah, he is.
He's not doing a good job at that, because nobody wants to hear what he has to say, especially most of Americans.
Yeah, well, that's exactly right. Most of Americans don't. And when you have our hometown, because I'm a native of Chicago, when you have our hometown newspaper coming out against Barack Obama, and Barack Obama is considered to be, his hometown of Chicago, even though he's, you know, from many different places. He spent the last 20 years in Chicago. So when the Chicago newspaper comes out against him, citing his approval rating as the lowest level ever, his party just lost two House elections, one in a district that had been held for 88 consecutive years. He staked his future on the jobs bill, which most Americans don't think would work. The vultures are starting to circle. Former White House spokesman Bill Burton said that unless Obama can rally the Democrat base, which is disillusioned with him, it's going to be impossible for the president to win. Democrat consultant James Carville had one word of advice for Obama: panic. I can tell you, I'm reading right now from the Chicago Sun-Times article that says why Obama should withdraw. And it's amazing to me, given the fact that only a couple of years ago, he was seen as as the savior of not just the United States of America, but the world. He was seen as Jesus, Lincoln, and FDR all rolled into one. Mahatma Gandhi, too.
Yeah, the Evan Thomas, he's sort of a god.
Yeah, exactly. He's above America. He's above politics. He's sort of like God. Oh, come on.
Yeah.
And in speaking of that, here's a good question. And Doc Jones, you might be able to answer this for me, seeing that you're a native of Chicago. His whole entire life, everywhere that he has traveled, you know, he's been to Occidental College, Columbia, Harvard. He was a professor in Chicago. He was a community organizer. Can you name anybody who's come out during those times and say that Barack Obama was a source of inspiration to them? I can't find anybody who says that Barack Obama was a source of inspiration. With everybody else, you know, every presidential candidate we've had and stuff like that, there's always somebody that ran across that person sometime in their life and they said, that person inspired me. That person inspired me to do good or to do this or do that. Not one person has ever come out and said that Barack Obama was a source of inspiration.
Well, I can tell you, there are so many disillusioned fellow travelers who just happen to be African American like myself and like you, who believe that this guy is the savior of America, that he is a role model to be emulated, that he is and that because he is the, quote, first black president, end quote, that he deserves our loyalty, he deserves our respect, he deserves that we should stand by him because history's been made, blah, 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 blah. You know what? For me, I mean, yeah, you know, there are a lot of black folks out there who thought that the day that a black man would become president would never come. There are people who were saying that just a few years ago. That's all well and good, but I tell you what, it's so much deeper than that. The guy is attempting to ruin this country. I know that the country has problems. I know that we have issues that need to be resolved. But this still is, in my mind, the greatest country on the planet. And it was made that way through freedom of choice and through capitalism. We're the greatest country still. And for those two reasons, among others, why would we want to change that? All right. We are just about done. So I guess
I got a couple minutes left. How about we put this other? We have another caller up.
Oh, go right ahead.
Okay. All right. 347. You're on the sit rep. Go ahead.
Yes. Hello. Great show. I'm listening to what you're saying. I voted for Obama. I'm a black man, and he didn't inspire me to do great things. So when you're saying that black people, we don't think that he inspired a lot, if you want to see a lot of people who were inspired by Obama, go to black people. They'll tell you they were.
Sorry to interrupt.
Let's respond to that.
What I was saying is that prior to him running for president of the United States, is there anybody who has ever come forward from Occidental College, from Columbia, from Harvard? He was the president of the Harvard Law Review.
Yeah.
We've never seen anything that is written, and nobody has ever come out and said that while he was there, he was a source of inspiration. Of course, as a black man running for the president of the United States, he is a source of inspiration, especially to black folks. But I would have to debate on you with this
because I'm sure that if you would go back to history and what he did before he was president, a lot of people would still tell you he was an inspiration for them. But you would have
I've been tracking him since 1998.
Well,
I've been following him.
I would have to
1998.
Debate, but I didn't call for that part.
All right. Go ahead.
I called in because I think we have a really hard situation, like you said. He's trying to do the best he thinks is the best, but let's not forget that Bush, which was the president before, thought that he was doing his best what he said. So I have a hard time for Republican like you are saying that we're losing our country and things like that. I didn't hear any of you were losing our country when Bush was doing the same thing and was doing even worse. Bush did a stupid war, lied to us, did a war that was not supposed to be happening, and did a lot of bad things, and everybody's forgetting about that. I'm not saying that Obama, what he's doing, is not right. I'm not saying that maybe Obama needs to have people who are good economically, who are good in jobs and things like that, to advise him. But he's trying to do the best that he knows. Let's not put everything on him because, I'm sorry, Republican or Democrat didn't do better, you know?
Yeah,
there's not a lot of presidents that you could say did better. What one? Maybe Reagan was good one was good one, and Clinton. After that, Bush did worse for the last 8 years. I'm sorry. A lot of Republicans hate Bush because he did worse. And Obama, he's doing the best that he can. So for you to stand there and say, oh, Obama is going to change our country, where were you when Bush was trying to change our country or when Bush lied to us to a war that we were supposed to fight? Where were you?
Let me say one thing. I want you to go back. Don't believe me. Check the record for yourself. And it's www.senate.gov. I want you to go back and I want you to look. Although it is true that Barack Obama inherited a mess as president of the United States, he helped create it as a senator. Do you know that every spending bill, every budget that Bush put before him, he voted in favor of it? The Democrats had a supermajority from 2007 to 2000 to 2011. So that means that Bush had to go through Congress in order to get anything passed. He did. So that suggests if Bush policies were bad for America, why would you vote in favor of it? Unless there's an alternate agenda, which that was earmarks for their states. Barack Obama voted for inherited as president, but he voted as a U.S. senator.
Yeah. And I agree with what you're saying and everything, but the thing is, Republican, or maybe the problem is the government that we're choosing is not the proper government that we need. Because I have no confidence of all the – I don't have confidence in Michelle Bachmann. I don't have confidence in all the rest that you're going to be against Obama. Who's going to be against Obama is going to give you confidence? Seriously? Seriously?
Do you have confidence in Obama?
Is it the best that we can have over 280 million? That is the best that we have? Seriously?
Confidence in Obama?
Maybe I'm not confident in Obama, but if I have to choose between Obama and the rest that you're showing to me, I'll choose Obama. I won't choose the other ones until you bring somebody who is a real leader. I'm sorry, you don't have a real leader. You don't
have
somebody
who... No, I think we have a whole bunch of them.
Obama's a real leader?
The thing is...
people are going to... You know why Obama's going to win the second thing? Because people are going to say it's better Obama and the other one. Until you come with a real leader... real leader who is really strong, people will vote for Obama because they'll say, between the two devils, which one I prefer, I'll take Obama. I trust you not. Obama will win until you bring somebody who's great. And you didn't. You didn't.
Well, we're going to have to leave it right there. You made your point. And G-Ski, good job with that. But we're out of time. I mean, I am way, way over time on this. So thanks all for calling in, and wish Doc a great vacation, and hopefully you'll be on tomorrow night. And thanks for everyone who listened in and called in. A little rough start, but it was kind of fun. Going. Doc will probably listen to this back and crack up. All right.